Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're talking about the Guardians. Completely meaningless win last night over the Detroit Tigers. It meant nothing. Really, none of these games mean anything. But Jonathan called in to talk here. Jonathan, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Nick? So let me tell you, as a Cleveland sports fan, there's nothing more irritating to me than when, you know, the Guardians have a big game, big win, something really good happens, and then I flip on the dial the next day, right? Mm. And they say, all right, leading off today's show, reports say, you know, Jack Conklin got an oil change this morning, and was it full synthetic or traditional? We're going to talk about that. And then,
I'd go high mileage if I was Jack, but that's just me.
And then, you know, by segment six, we're finally like, oh, by the way, the Guardians hit 9 home runs last night, set an American League record. You know, just wanted to drop that in there. Like, I will never understand. I'm 43 years old, and I will never understand a lack of love that the Cleveland baseball team gets, because they have been far and away the best, you know, franchise in this city for a long time now. And I know we're a football town. I understand that. I really do. But I just, the Guardians have done it right for a long time. And I just really wish people would allow them to be spoken on more and just try to get into it, because they're the best thing this town has. And we just kind of kick it to the curb like they're the redheaded stepchild. And it just bugs the hell out of me.
Jonathan, we appreciate you, buddy. I will say, I mean, I think when the team is a 500 team, it is tougher to talk about. I mentioned the Terry. I do think that I think the messaging from the Guardians, and it's part of Tito's managerial style, but I think it was one of the few drawbacks to having Tito here, is that they downplayed everything. And by and large, I think the organization still downplays too much. I think emotions do run high. I understand the keep it in the mentality clubhouse, but I think if we saw more emotion from baseball players, especially in this town, that's why people love Mike Napoli. It's why people absolutely stand for Josh Naylor, because I think people react to emotion, and these Ivy League nerds, with respect, have tried to pull the emotion out of it and keep it behind closed doors. Well, okay, but then that's part of why I think baseball isn't leading off every single sports center, even though right now it's pretty much dominating sports center. But my point is, like, it is why I think football has become king, because you can't hide emotion in football. I also think some of this is attention span. Like, the news.
That's a huge part of it.
Well, I just think the news cycle in baseball is so fast.
Well, everything's so fast. I mean, we live in a world where, you know, stuff is old news in an hour. How about 20 minutes? Like, if you see something and Andy Roth runs down the hallway in 3 minutes and says, Amari Cooper just restructured his deal. And you're like, Yeah, Andy, we saw it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's sort of the world we live in with sports. And I think with baseball, especially, Nick, you know, there's a game every night.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think that's what makes like a 20-game stretch significant. Like when the Guardians, it's funny. I'm not saying it's not good sports talk fodder if the Guardians are winning every series. But there are, we do kind of get into just auto mode of like, cool, they're winning. I'm going to go see the games. But like, even if I'm trying to think of Brian Rocchio. All right. Brian Rocchio, 23 games ago, was not getting ethered nearly as much as he for those first 77 games. Where, by the way, he couldn't hit for bleep during those 75 games either. But if I had, if 24 games ago I had sent out, what are we doing with Rocchio? We got to send this dude to the minors. People would have said, you got a 650 winning percentage. He plays good defense. What are you talking about? There might have been few people who agree with me, by the way. Mac and I, we have the daily disparaging of Brian Rocchio off the air as much as we possibly can. But I sent it out. What's that? No, it's a times a flat circle. I'm playing into my own argument. Monday, after he struck out in the second inning and struck out looking, I tweeted out, man, we got to send this clown to AAA. What are we doing? And it was like 200 likes. So I think this plays into it, that you either have to be obscenely good to get traction, to be more than just, well, I want to go see the Guardians, or you have to go through a stretch like this. So I do think, like, if I had said, if the Guardians... Because I actually think we have started scoreboard watching. And we got into this a couple weeks ago where I wasn't quite scoreboard watching, but I could understand why people were.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the same conversation. I think we're scoreboard watching more now because it's not just the Twins and Royals. And I made this point yesterday. I think what got people so up in arms about where the Guardians had been the last 22 games... It really didn't have much to do with the Twins and Royals gaining ground as it did. It felt like you might be slipping off the pace of the Orioles and Yankees. Although if you watch the scoreboard, they've been just where you are the last 20 games. So I think that's because now all of a sudden you don't just view two teams that you feel nothing about as your competition. You're looking at the Yankees, your teams you're competing for assets at the deadline. But yes, I do think attention span. I think the news cycle in baseball actually still somehow goes quicker than our attention spans. And so it's harder for people to lock in.
And also it's summertime, Nick. I think people cared more, you know, early part of the season when it was April and May, as opposed to now when people got stuff going on. You know, like you look and yeah, they've had a bad streak and you're like, oh, okay, well, in a month we'll be a little bit more locked in.
I think people are pretty locked in on the trade deadline. But I can understand that some casual fans might still not be there yet.
The deadline is one thing, and that's how far off are we exactly?
1 week.
To 4 o'clock
yep.
A week?
End of July. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, yeah, people are going to be locked into that moment. But I think the everyday stuff is just, it'll come back.
So we got Solomon coming up in about 12 minutes here. So we have to get show pictures. And you ready for that?
Am I ready for that?
Yeah.
What? I don't know nothing about it.
I think we kind of have to talk about this, what we're going for. What, you know.
Well, that's easy for me. I mean, I heard you're having some issues or something.
I don't think I'm having some issues. I it's always funny to me when we have to get these professionally taken pictures because people don't pay to look at me. So it's always funny when we like gussy up and we get ready and it's like, it's going to help the salespeople. It's like, well, just play them 30 seconds of my show. But if we're going to sell, I mean, if that's, we're trying to help the salespeople, let's just, can we give them like, do we still do like CD? Do we, what's the floppy disk? Do we have floppy disk? Can we just give them floppy disks of a great segment you and I did and just have the people listen to that, have a potential clients listen to that?
What if we want your picture on the website?
Why would you want that?
So people know who they're listening to, what they look like.
Why? Well, but we have social media now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now. I'm not trying to be difficult. Do you have Facebook, Nick?
Well, you are.
I do. Yes,
Why
sir.
Do you post pictures on there? People don't need to know what you look like.
I actually pretty much mostly use Facebook as like a remembrance thing of like I want to.
I see pictures on there.
Well, yeah, I post them to so I can have like pictures for my kids to look at when I'm 20 years gone. I think Facebook. I actually think social media in general is a really cool like testament.
Footprint.
Yeah, well, testament that you lived. And so like anything that I want to go on there, either is a funny story or a funny something or a fun picture. So that, you know, 30 years from now, my kids will realize I wasn't just the a-hole that yelled at him a lot.
Yeah, I was thinking about that all the time. I mean, do you want your accounts to stay up when you're dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll still go to my dad's. My dad's been gone 11
years.
And
I got a lot of takes on Twitter that I don't know that I want to live on.
That's why, nobody wants to be remembered for their Twitter. Can you imagine if, like, Lincoln or John Wilkes Booth had Twitter 200-some years ago? Nobody, and it's not 200 years yet, 160 years ago.
I'm sure I said something 10 years ago that in 20 years will be offensive.
Well, why don't you just delete, like, I've done the thing, like...
Like the purge, like the last year, like, only leave the last year?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Is there an app for that?
You can, is that an app thing? You can go into a lot of those things. Yeah. You can, yeah. No, nobody...
They got a site for that?
Instagram, Facebook. That's where you want to be remembered. Twitter, never happened.
Yeah, I don't have Facebook.
Never happened. Never, ever happened.
I have a LinkedIn account that I check once every 6 months.
Yeah, I like to check it once a week just to see that nothing has happened.
I just like to check in and see everybody congratulating me on my one-year work anniversary.
Yeah.
Every year. Why?
Because it's an anniversary.
It's like the only time I go on there. I see all these congratulations. Thank you.
Well, I know why I got it. Now I don't know why I have it.
I don't need it.
But I don't even have a professional picture for that one. Let's go with Pat. Pat, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey guys. Just calling in. I don't really understand why Dustin doesn't feel like Guardians fans are locked in. Mm. This has been one of the most exciting baseball seasons I can remember.
I think the diehards, and you sound like a diehard, Pat. I think that those folks are locked in. I'm saying... But that's a small percentage of our listening audience.
It is a small percentage, but for the people that are listening to sports talk radio at 3 o'clock, you know, as opposed to any of the other million options we have, like we do want to hear the nuanced things that are going on with Guardians baseball. We don't want to just talk about Fox score and hey, we got 60 more games and we'll see where we land. I think we actually want to talk ball.
Pat, I'm going to give you a chance, buddy. Do you want Rocchio to get another crack at shortstop, or would you like to see him at AAA?
I'm ready for him to go back to AAA. I think that experiment's over.
All right, one more here. How much you got riding on the next five games for the Guardians? Like, are you putting stock in the next five games if they go 4-1 versus if they go 1-4?
No, I'm not. Am I playing the game where I'm looking at the scores with, you know, Minnesota and Kansas City? Sure, but I'm not putting stock on it, but I'm certainly locked in, and, you know, it's definitely big to get a win last night.
Pat, we appreciate you, buddy. Real quick, Dusty, any retort to Pat now on air?
No, I have no problem with Pat.
All right. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
I just told him. I said, I'm sure he sounds like one of the diehards, and those folks out there, there's a lot of them, but not a ton.
I think there's way more than anybody wants to give credit for. Mostly, okay. I think people have started to speak their own personal experience as to speak for a lot of people. And I think the thing I've learned most since being back is we are a very rich community of a lot of different interests, personalities, and that anybody trying to be the voice of Cleveland or speak in generalities about this town probably is wrong in one way or another.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.